gutted not to be involved. I think it's a wonderful cup competition, the best in the world, I believe. And I'm disappointed for the players because it's something that allows them to enjoy. You know, it creates a buzz around the ground and with the crowd and the town. And thoroughly disappointed that we're not in it. You know, we didn't perform well enough on the day. We're quite unfortunate with the draw again this year, you know, drawing a team in the same league as ourselves, which the draw could have been kinder, but we had a home time. We should have done better, and we didn't. And no, we're not playing this weekend, but we'll be training. But yeah, disappointed. Yeah, thoroughly disappointed. Yeah.
Will you get a chance to get Tilbury back at home in a few weeks' time? The whole buzz that comes with non-league weekend now, it seems to have grown in recent years. Is that a good thing, or do you like some chairman we've spoken to think, you know, it should be like this every week and we shouldn't have to lower our prices, say, for a weekend like this?
Yeah, maybe. I think from a manager's point of view and a player's, we want to get more people through the gate. You know, it's great for a football player to play in front of more people. I think that can only enhance your performance. I can see the fours and against, etc., but I think we have to keep raising the profile of non-league football. And since I've been involved in it after the professional game, I think it has moved forward greatly in terms of the respect campaign and more families coming to the grounds. The grounds being improved, especially locally, to welcome more families, making it affordable. And I think people can actually be more involved. They feel like they're involved in the game because they're standing on the touchline with a drink and they're hearing the players and what's going on tactically. So I think it's a good thing, the non-league weekends, and I think long may it continue, yeah.
How do you assess Bury Town's August? Lots of promise in there, and you also, well, it looks like you came up against a very good Hornchurch side at Ranmeadow.
Yeah, we did. Look, I've made 8 to 9 changes, brought new players in, and I think it can take time. And I always thought pre-season, I've always said it, that pre-season is quite misguided in terms of where you think you are as a team. We went into the start of the season in good form off pre-season, and we drew with Romford 1-1. We beat Hartford away 6-0. We're very impressive. We then lost in the FA Cup, disappointing. And then we come up against a very good Hornchurch team, an excellent team. You know, and there's no great shame to hold your hand up and say we're beaten by a better team. I think they'll be in the top three this season. We've got lots to improve upon. We saw that in the second half against Soham. We gave 2 sloppy goals away on Bank Holiday Monday to go 2-0 down and came back and should have won in the second half. But with new players, there becomes new issues and challenges in terms of forward players understanding runs of each other, defenders covering around each other, midfielders, and it can be difficult. We're getting there on the training pitch, and I will always stand by it's the best squad I've had. I think we'll improve and get better and better once they know what I need from them, and also once they know what each other can provide on the football pitch. But an indifferent start, a steady-ish start, I suppose, in the league, just 1 defeat, 2 draws and a win, but we need to improve, yeah.
That highlight, though, has got to be match day 2, hasn't it? 6-0 away at Hartford.
Yeah, it was. We turned up at Hartford, newly promoted in our league. The grass was incredibly long. Sort of got a wry smile from the ground. So when he said, well, I can't do the accent, but he says on the lines of, well, you like to play football, don't you? So I thought, great. I like that about non-league football. They're doing it to their advantage. They're a strong physical team. I changed the team. I made sure we had strong boys to compete. Changed the formation. And we were ruthless and everything we did came off, I suppose, but we were good value for it. Like anything, you win 6-0, people get carried away. I tried to explain that to the players to keep their feet on the ground. I felt we had a lot more to give. But yeah, great performance, great away performance. But then we followed it up with a defeat. So that's football. You pull your hair out as a football manager. It becomes difficult when things like that happen. But it was a good performance, very good.
You had 5 different guys on the score sheet that afternoon. You mentioned 8 or 9 changes this season. Have you got your... You say it's the best squad you've got. You got your squad now? You're happy with it?
Yeah, I'm happy with the squad. The question now is keeping everyone happy because people want to play. They now know they need to play and do well because they'll be selected on merit. I think that's important. The first couple of games I chopped and changed a little bit because they're all doing so well. We have had a couple of indifferent performances, which has allowed me to look at players in a different light, which is positive for me as a manager. But the squad is settled in terms of no more comings and goings. I'm happy with what I've got. It's now up to them to produce the kind of levels of performance I require.
I was looking at your bench, actually, from the Hartford match as well. Jamal Ramadan, Darren Mills, Liam Welsh. You talk about keeping people happy. You've probably got more depth than you've had in recent seasons.
Yeah, you need depth. And I think at times last season, I could have a good 11. And when we went through a sticky period, I was looking on the bench and I was surrounded with people that you know, were a bit younger and hadn't had the experience of Ryman North football. And when you need results on a bad run, you kind of need more seasoned players. You know, even like Monday against Soham, I had Ollie Hughes and Darren Mills, Luke Reid on the bench, Liam Wells, to come off the bench. I made change at half-time to bring Ollie Hughes and Darren Mills on for the second half is really positive. So you need strength and depth. It gives me heart as a manager. It can give you a headache because you've got some good players there, but I'd rather have it that way than not have the strength and depth, yeah.
We've got half a dozen Suffolk sides in FA Cup action this weekend. I think the standout is probably Sudbury v Mildenhall, part two of the Wardell Williams. First round of qualifying. In terms of a player, what were your best memories from the competition?
Probably my best memories were as a non-league footballer. And when you get to the first round like we did when I was at Canvey Island, it's quite magical because we drew Northampton Town in the first round at Canvey Island. It was live on BBC, actually. We actually moved this EastEnders omnibus, I think, out of the way. Yeah, so that was big for us. And, yeah, it was great because you could feel a cup upset, really. You could feel it in the air because Northampton came to us. They probably looked at the ground. It's not far from the sea and probably didn't quite fancy it. And we beat them 1-0, even though Mark Lawrence gave us a bit of a battering afterwards in the studio, saying we should have played more football, but we got the result. We then went to Wigan in the second round to play Paul Jewell's team there, and he was under a lot of pressure there, and we beat them 1-0. And the strength of character from him as a manager, I remember the crowd really booing him and really on his back to resign, etc. And he walked into our dressing room not long after we'd beaten them 1-0 as a non-league team, and shook everybody's hand and said to be proud of ourselves with what we'd achieved today. And I thought that was, for me, a lot of respect for that man then. Then we went to the third round. We were sitting there waiting to for our number to be drawn. All the big clubs in, the Man United, Chelsea's and Arsenal's and my favourite club, Everton, etc. And we drew Burnley away. And at the time, Burnley were top of the Championship. They were a different class. We went there and I think Ian Moore scored a hat-trick and Gareth Taylor was playing and had the lad ball centre. They had a good side and Ian Cox was centre-half and they rolled us over 4-1. But the memories are fantastic. The fans got right behind us. We were in the press. We were on the TV. Yeah. So it's great. And I've got really fond memories and I'm so fortunate to have experienced that feeling to be involved in the FA Cup right to the third round, yeah.
It's four qualifying rounds that you've got to pass to get through to the first one. Can you see a Suffolk side doing it? Obviously, Leyston came very close last year, but I look at those draws, Leyston, Lowestoft and Needham, both away this weekend. Mm. It's obviously a massive ask for Haverhill Borough, but good to see them in the first round of qualifying. And then, you know, one side at least is going to go out this weekend at the Wardell Williams.
I think it's tough. To win four games to get in the first round is a big ask. You need a little bit of luck with cup football, things to go your way. It's a long journey. You know, in most cup competitions, you can win four games, you'll be at the quarter or the semi-final. It's different in the FA Cup. I think the Suffolk clubs have got tough ties. I just hope one can, because I think it's great for the area. If we can get a Suffolk team in the first round, I think that's really positive. You know, obviously, you'd love to do it with Bury. We can't do it this year, but if one of the others can, I think it'd be great, because it raises the profile of Suffolk football, puts us a bit more on the map. But it is difficult, but there'll be some fairy tales, there will, and I hope one of the Suffolk teams can be one of those, yeah.